Voting in the Democratic presidential primary begins today with the Iowa caucuses. While candidates have flocked to the Hawkeye state, at least one will not be there: Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Bennett has been focused on New Hampshire, which goes to the polls next Tuesday. Bennett holds a town hall event in Manchester tonight, but first we reached him in Washington. He was there for closing arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump, which featured no witness testimony. So I asked Bennett whether he believes the trial was fair.
It was a deeply flawed and unfair process. There's no such thing as a fair trial when you don't have facts and witnesses. And the Republican senators who followed Mitch McConnell's lead chose to cover up what Donald Trump has done rather than let the American people know what actually happened.
But couldn't we say that the way Republicans conducted this trial was perfectly foreseeable, and that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi initially wanted to avoid an impeachment because she thought it would be fracturing for the country unless it was bipartisan? So I'm wondering, Senator, if her first instinct was right. I mean, did your party make a mistake by going down this impeachment road when it could have spent more time legislating and giving candidates like you more time on the campaign trail?
I think that Donald Trump forced her hand in the end. She did try to resist for a long time. But when the president of the United States goes out to the American people and tells them that he tried to extort a foreign leader to help in his reelection campaign, I don't think that's something that we can ignore.
So you're heading back to New Hampshire tonight, I understand, instead of going to Iowa,
right,
where they're caucusing today. You visited Iowa just once in January, I believe, and appeared to go all in on New Hampshire with dozens of town hall events there. And I know that was maybe partly because of the trial that we were just talking about, but that did seem to be a strategic thing. And so I'm wondering what you take out of today then. I mean, the primaries don't happen in a vacuum. So would the results in Iowa affect your prospects in New Hampshire next week?
Actually, you know, obviously I don't know what's going to happen in Iowa, but I suspect the race is going to be more muddled than it is going into Iowa. And that means New Hampshire is going to be critically important. You know, I don't have the money the other candidates have. I'm not as well known as the other candidates, but I do think that I've got a message from the middle of the country out in Colorado that is resonating in New Hampshire. So we'll see next week.
Senator, let's talk a little bit about your platform. I do want to be sure we get to some policy here. I think it's fair to describe you as a pragmatist. You've got your real deal agenda, which sounds a bit like a counter to the Green New Deal, maybe being a little bit more practical as you see it. Some things on that list would include more jobs in clean energy, raising the minimum wage, building on Obamacare. For voters who are still making up their minds, what do you want them to know about Michael Bennett's platform?
What I want them to know is that that is a platform that we can run races all over the country on. That's a platform that can win us the presidency and a majority in the Senate as well, because it can allow us to win in purple states. And it is a very progressive platform. It calls for an incremental increase in spending of $6 trillion. For context, you know, Elizabeth's plans add up to $41 trillion. Bernie's promises add up to $55 trillion. That's more than the federal government is going to spend in the next 10 years as it is. I think we have the opportunity with this $6 trillion plan of mine that is paid for to address the major concerns I've heard over the last 10 years, which is that the American people are working really hard, but they cannot afford some combination of housing, health care, higher education, and early childhood education. That is what this plan is focused on, like a laser beam. And the people I used to work for when I was superintendent of the Denver Public Schools, a school district of 95,000 kids, mostly kids living in poverty, mostly kids of color, whose parents would say, we are killing ourselves, and no matter what we do, we can't get our kids out of poverty. My plan would cut childhood poverty in 1 year by 40%. And it's something I think that congressmen and senators in the Democratic Party all across the country could proudly run on.
So all that makes sense strategically, Senator, but as you know, you're not the only one in the race who's saying that some of those really ambitious proposals by the likes of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are maybe a little bit too far-reaching. I mean, that sort of more moderate lane is also occupied by the likes of Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. So how do you stand out in the final week leading up to New Hampshire, especially if you don't get on that debate stage on Friday?
I would say that my experience is just very different from all those folks. As you mentioned, I've got, you know, the experience running the Denver Public Schools. We're living in a country where our education system's reinforcing the income inequality that we have. I don't hear a single other candidate talking about that, and that's one of the major priorities of my campaign. And I've spent 11 years in the Senate, you know, and I think I've diagnosed the nature of the corruption here. You know, I'm not engaged in the wishful thinking of Joe Biden, who says if only we get rid of Donald Trump, everything will go back to normal. I was here when Barack Obama couldn't get anything through the Congress for the last 6 years because of the intransigence of the Freedom Caucus. The stakes are incredibly high. It's about how we govern the country again, and I think that I bring a perspective to that, having been the only candidate in the race that's actually won a swing state that's different from what the other candidates have brought.
Well, as you well know, 36 years ago, another Coloradan who was considered a long shot in the polls vaulted to victory in the New Hampshire primary. That's Gary Hart, of course. Can you replicate his success? And if not, how close do you have to come? What would be a measure of success?
I think I've got to finish in the top three, and I believe that somebody who's unexpected will finish in the top three because there's going to be an uncertain result out of Iowa, and I think that'll give us the opportunity to shake up the race. I think it'll be someone, and I hope it'll be me.
Well, this is the hypothetical now, Senator, that I know the candidates don't like. But as you know, the epilogue to the Gary Hart New Hampshire story was he won, but then he ultimately did not become the nominee. So if that right. were to be Michael Bennett's fate, Senator, would you be able to get behind a Bernie Sanders, let's say, as the party's nominee? He described himself as a democratic socialist. You've warned against the party tilting too far in a socialist direction. Would you endorse him?
I would do absolutely everything I could do if he were the nominee to make him the president and defeat Donald Trump. Any one of the Democratic candidates that's running would be a far better president than Donald Trump.
That is Colorado Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett. Senator, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.